Begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos, daf Pei Beis, we begin Amud Beis. Begin with Tezer Masa, that begins the words of the Gemara, Avonov, the Eitzav, Afarv, the stones, the wood, the dust, the mortar, Metamik Yesheretz, they contaminate like that of the Sheretz. Which Tezer can explain that it's talking about, even according to the pin that holds, when the word Zohar breaks by itself, it's permitted. Here, they're all going to agree to this prohibition. That is the Mishnah we had brought, quoted, that the wall of the Zohar, those walls which are shared by the Vedazar, all the parts of that wall are forbidden like a sheret. So Taisa says of Philemon, the paragimel the mesach the Vedazar, even according to the pin that says the Vedazar of memal of a base, a Vedazar shen eshtab meleh materas, that an idol that breaks by itself is going to be permitted, and that's essentially what happened over here with the wall. So then it should be nullified from the halacha by Vedazara, and it should not be metame like a sheret. That says Taisa mukil of Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi qualifies this teaching and explains that you're right. That there is such an opinion that says when it breaks, it's not considered a design anymore. But the halacha of this Mishnah is different. We're talking about there wasn't the totality of the idol that was worshipped. Yeah, because then when it breaks, it's not that entity anymore. Come on, every single stone, every single piece of wood, every single mortar was bowed down to and worshipped. The havodizar shlema. That means each brick is its own havodizar. And therefore, again, when it collapses, it doesn't undo the Avodah Zarah, and therefore each brick, each stone, is still going to have a halacha Avodah Zarah and have the tumah of a sheretz, like we said, from this collapsed wall. Ketanek says the Master, it begins the words of the Gemara, Amar Rabba. He says, B'masa, regarding the tumah of Masa, kol amalei pligi, the metam. Avodah Zarah is going to have the tumah of Masa. Because it's compared to Nida. So it's going to explain that when do we say that we compare Avodah Zarah in a lenient interpretation, and when do we say it in a stringent interpretation? That is, the Gemara brought Machlekes Rabbanan and Mekiva. According to Rabbanan, Avodah Zarah has a tum like a sheretz. According to Mekiva, has a tum like Avodah Zarah, has like that of need. There was Machlekes on the Ram. Rabba qualified. He says, regarding Tumas Masa, meaning when a person carries the Avodah Zarah, everyone agrees he's going to have a tum because it's compared to Nida. Tijim can make Dava, and just like a Nida has a tum of Masa, so to that, Avodah Zarah. The Halachikus is regarding what's known as the Tumah of Evan Masama. According to Rabbanan, it's also compared to Sheretz, to tell you that just like Sheretz is not of Evan Masama, so too is Avodah Zarah. And whereas Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's totally compared to that of Nida. Now, Tais is going to explain later on, in the next Tais, what actually is Evan Masama. But first Tais says like this, it says, Kashla Benatam. Benatam finds it difficult. That is my time to Rabbanan. What's the reason, Rabbanan, that Avodah Zarah has the Tumah of Masa because compared to Nida? Now, whereas on the other hand, we say it's not going to have the Tumah of Evan and Masama, although Nida does have that, because on the other hand, it's also compared to Sheretz. But the question is as follows. Yislahu hada amar b'say shmaitin, if the Rabban hold of what the Gemara says later on at the end of the sugya, and they pay gimel and beis, that Tumah that Avodah Zarah Rabban, that the whole Tumah that we're talking about over here of Avodah Zarah is not biblical, it's rabbinic law. Therefore, we go and whenever we're comparing the plastic to some entity like Nido or Sheretz or whatever it is, a mess, the comparison is going to be in a lenient fashion. So, if they hold to that principle, Sim Kain, if that's the case, why do they agree according to this interpretation of Rabba that Avodah Zarah is going to have a Tumah of Masa? What do you mean? Namely, you should say the occasion of Nida is going to be for lenient interpretation. The Ein Leivarm, that just like a Nida, when a limb falls off of her, it's not going to have a tumah of a nida. So too, it's coming to tell you that the Avodah Zarah is that's the comparison for a lenient interpretation, to say that there's no tumah on segments of Avodah Zarah. And vacation of the Sheretz, and what's the comparison it's making to that of Sheretz, is to tell you in different leniency, the limit of a masa, that it's not going to have a tumah of masa. So why are we saying that they agree that it's going to have a tumah of masa? And Be'isav, Rabban, L'chom, Mekshin, they begin to say, no, they don't hold to that principle, the Gemara concludes over there. They really hold that the comparisons are all going to be stringencies. If that's the case, the Ema, Hani, Akesh, the Nida, then you should say the comparison to Nida is the other extreme, is extringency. Let's move Evan Masama to say that it will have the term of Evan Masama. And with the Sheretz, and then what's it compared to Sheretz? That's for a different stringency. Let's move but Kadosh to say it has the term of that of a lentil. So why are we saying that it's in this middle ground of yes, Masa, but no Evan Masama? Moreover, Tais continues, Rabbein Tam says, Rekiva Nami, we could ask the same line of questioning to Rekiva. That is, Ilacha Mamakesh, if he makes the comparisons of Avodah Zarah to all these terminologies and all these psukim as a stringency, Sama Yitzchak Lameima, why does he have to say the Akeshin, the Sheretz, the Meshach, Mashal? The Gemara asks, according to Rekiva, if you're holding it has all the stringencies, then what are you comparing it to Sheretz to, which is a lenient more than that of Nida? Also, the Gemara answers, Rekiva, it's the Meshach, Mashal. It's for those that are the decorations, all the secondary type of tools. That's what we were saying. It's going to be like Sheretz only have Tumas Maga, not Tumas Masa, which is a leading interpretation. But why? If you're saying it holds lechumra, lema l'tumui b'kadosh, we should say that's comparing it to sheretz. Tell your stringency that's a tuma of that of a lentil. And the ilu kula makish, and if he holds that the comparisons are all lingli, so then loy to tama for the masa. Then avoid the zara should not have a tuma of even that of when you carry it, because it's comparing it to sheretz, which is only has tuma's maga. Ah, the kesha the nida. So what are we comparing it to nida? That's a different lingzi. That's the ain levav that it does not have the tuma in being segments like that of nida. And the kesha the sheretz. And what's the comparison to that of sheretz as a lingzi? It's only a tuma of masa. It does not have tuma's masa. Now Taisa continues asking, this was all in Rabbah's interpretation. And says Taisa, V'chein, Rebbe Lazar, Libet Rebbe Kiva. We have the same line of questioning, according to Rebbe Lazar, in his interpretation of Rebbe Kiva, that Rebbe Kiva holds that Abay Dezara is not going to have Evan Mesama, but it will have Tumas Masa. But why? If you say Lekula, it shouldn't have Masa. If you say Lechuma, it should have Evan Mesama. So says Taisa, V'nil Rebbe Natam, it seems to Rebbe Natam, that actually the Garsin Le'el B'Svarim, that the text in the Gemara is, that Amar Rabbah says, Tizrim the Amar Kra, this is the part that says that you'll disperse them. Referring to the Avodah Zarah, means Machrina Minach Kezar, that you're going to have to treat it foreign, like the word Tizrim has the word Zar in there, like a foreigner. Tzei Taimalei, the puzzle says, tell it to go out, which the Gemara expounds means to say, Hikonasal Taimalei, don't tell it to come in. Pirish, what it means to say, what is the Gemara trying to prove, what is Rabbi trying to say with it? Kiv Nechsev Krabberesha, since already said in the beginning of the pasuk over there. Which is a terminology of denigration regarding the Avodah Zarah. So, why does the pasuk have to continue with more distancing of that of Avodah Zarah? Why do you have to say that for? LLM, rather, is coming to tell you. The reason why we say distancing upon distancing is to say that we should really distance it very far, more than normal. Ah, Vaslamem is coming to tell you that Avagav the Shagkroy in the Drash of the Kul, you're right. Although generally, all the other psukim that we compare the Tumah of the Zara to whatever element we're talking about, you're right, like the Gemara concludes in the Drash of the Kul, it's going to be expounded lingually. And the reason is, you're right, Mishum, the Tumah of the Zara Drabana, because the Tumah of the Zara is rabbinic. However, the pasuk of Nida, that we learn not stringently. And we, as we see, when it compares it to Nida, it has Harchaka upon Harchaka. Ah, Mishum Hachikam Rabbah, that's why Rabbah says, Lekuliyam Metama Bemasa, that according to everyone, according to Rabbanon, Avodah Zarah is going to have a Tumah of Masa, because the Islu Drush of the Tizrim, because of the Drush of Tizrim, which are coming to say a stringency that you're learning out from Nida, which is regarding the Tumah of Masa. Now says Taisus, well, the Rabbanan Nami Havis Metam Be'evim Master Kenida. You're right. So based on that, if we're making stringent interpretations, so let's go all the way with Nida and say it has to Evim Masama too. He loved Ma'itim the Iskish Lasharit. You're right. If not for the fact that we have another comparison to that of Sharit, which is downgrading it, which is making more lenient, to say that, okay, it won't have Evim Masama, although it still will retain that of Tumas Masa. So Taisus had a question to understand the Gemara with Rabbah and even Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva, that Mamavasha, if you're making the equation Lekula, because the Tumah Avodah Zarah is rabbinic. So why are we stringent to say that Tumah Avodah Zarah is going to be a Masa? Would you learn it from Nida? Learn it from Nida that it doesn't have Tumah Zivah. And if it's stringently, so why did Rabbani compare it to Sheretz to say it's not going to have Tumah Avodah Masama? What do you mean? You should say, like, Sheretz has a Chumra to Tamim Bakadosha. So Rabbi Tam answered that the truth is, you're right, all comparisons are leniently, except for the comparison to Nida, which the Pasuk makes Hachak upon Hachak in that Pasuk. And therefore, they would make the comparison as a stringent interpretation. The master begins the words of the Gemara, the Evan Masama. The Tizim makes learn, what is this Evan Masama? Where do we learn it out from? That is, the Gemara said, according to Rabbah, the Machlikis, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabban, is, do we say about the size of the Tumah of Evan Masama? According to Rabbi Kiva, yes. According to Rabban, not. So, Bishop Bukhan, just Rashi explains, he says, it's Evan Menachas Agabi Yesedis. It's a stone that's on top of pegs, meaning it's like on top of a stand. We need the Yeshev Salah, and the Nida is sitting on it. The Kalam Tachas Evan, you have the vessel, the garments beneath the stone. It's just beneath it. It's not even under it because it's underneath it, but it's not being weighed down there because it's on pegs. But the tummy. But it's going to be tummy. From the pasuk, it says whatever is beneath it includes, even if it's not even weighing down in it, it's going to have that tummy. Now, Tais has a few different difficulties with this Rashi. Bakashi says difficult. Because the Vatayas kind of mapping Evan Masama and the Bryce and Tayas kind of, they learn out this halacha of Evan Masama Mivachal HaMishkov from a different pasuk. From whatever is the need the lays on. Because actually, the pasuk Rashi brings that to say whatever is beneath it, the Gemara need of lamedesim and beis learned for something else, lo yonish shalzav, which is what is above the zav. And the Teres Kanim mukil of Merkav. In Teres Kanim, they actually learn out from the pasuk of Rashi regarding Tumah of Merkav, which is what she's riding on. It's not the source for the Eved Mesama. Moreover, continues Tesis to ask, he says, Dima v'chalashiya tachta nafka, if it would be from the Pasuk Rashi describes whatever's beneath it, including the Eved Mesama, then Nimkain, if that would be the case, of Philikalim Shein Rola Mishkava Maishav, even vessels which are not fit for the woman to sit on or to lay on should also be included because it's whatever's beneath her. Now the problem is, Vatar is kind of Mukhach Behaja, that it's obvious, it seems, it's clear over there, the Kalim Shein Ruin Lamishkava Maishav, whatever garments are not fit for it to be laid on the sat on. They don't have even a light tumma, let alone the tumma of Eved Mesama. Well, more of a continuous taste. It says, according to Rashi interpretation, that this is what Eved Mesama is. Am I not good Evan? Why do you speak specifically a stone? I feel like Dafa Gabi said this not me. The same halacha would be a board on top of pegs. If there's something beneath it and she's sitting on the board, whatever's beneath it, cause you're tough. There's going to be tummy. What have to do with a stone? So Mefarsh Ben Tam gives a different interpretation. It says, the Eved Mesama, Haina, what is this? Eved Gedoy L'Shikveid, yeah, specifically a stone, a large stone, a boulder, which is very heavy. It's not that it's on pegs. What is what's unique about this halacha is that since it's so heavy, the garments or whatever tools are beneath that stone doesn't notice the weight of the Zavad Anida, Makos Kevet Eved, because of the weight of the stones. You're not budging that stone. Umesama, so what is the term of Mesama? A large rock, large load that needs to be placed. In other words, to be in its place, you have to force it to be there, and you can't just move it as it is because it's not a light stone. So, like we have a pasuk that says, which is coming to say that since it's heavy, you have to place it forcibly, and you have to bring it over there, and you can't just move it lightly. And that's what Eved Mesama is, according to Benatam. Now, Achkasha, however, Tesla is a difficulty. The Beteris can the Marbe Eved Mesama, and the Brisa, they include, where do we know the halach of Eved Mesama from, like we mentioned before? The Mechala Mishkav, whatever the woman lays on, which includes even Mashma, which includes even the Eved Mesama. Now, says Tesla's Mashma, the Marbe Mitam Mishkav, and Mishkav. This sounds like included in her bed and her chair is even a large boulder that's not being moved, but ultimately she's sitting on it. So whatever's beneath it will have the Tumma of the Mishkav and Mishkav. Problem is, throughout Shas, the Tumma of Mesama sounds like it's because of the Tumma of Masa, of carrying the Nida and the Zav and the Zav. Because Masnit and Karile Masa, we find the Mishnah we bring over here, that the terminology used to describe it is Masa. So the Perek Basa, the Nida, the Zav, it says, now we learn the Mishnah that says, Zava, Zava, Mitamid Masa. They contaminate with Masa. Mefarsh Begemar, my Masa. And the Gemara there explains what's Masa. It's Eved Mesama. So again, you see, it's not really the Mishkav Meishav halacha; it's a Masa halacha. So to Bereish Dam Anida, the Gemara Anida Daf Nunheim Meraf Memayit Madva, the Gemara there excludes the blood of Anida Me'Evin Mesama from having the Tumah of Eved Mesama. Why? Because it says Mevan Nisi Aisam, that which carries them, which is referring to the Anida and not to her dam. But one thing we see is that again, it's from Vahanisi of Masa and not from Mishkav Meishav. So to the Tesefta Dikeim Tanya and the Brisa and the Tesefta and Tesefta Dikeim, we learn that in Tumah L'Klicheres Elam Avir. As we know, well-known halacha that there's no tumah for earthenware vessel, only from its airspace. Ubehesed hazav agav Eved Mesama, and regarding the movement of a zav on the Eved Mesama, vehesed hainu, and what's another way is if a zav causes it to move on Eved Mesama. Now vehesed hainu masa, hesed is masa. So again, we're back to the thing of showing that Eved Mesama is masa. How do we know that hesed is masa? Sigmar Chulin of Kavchodam Bei says, Atu Noisi Lav Hesedu, when you're carrying something, you don't think that you're moving it? So again, so Mashmid sounds like that the person that causes it to move and to carry Al Gabi Eved Mesama, what's on top of the Eved Mesama, Shakel Magabi Eved, that the vessels that are on top of the stone, the Lishayach Klal Mishkav Meshav, that has nothing to do with the Halach of Mishkav Meshav, has to do with the Halach of Masa. Right, another proof that we're not talking about that the Zav is laying or sitting on the stone, is because the Medrash Klicheres Tar. Because we know that when the Zav, when he sits or lays or puts his body weight on the earthenware vessel, it's going to be Tar, it's not going to become Tame. Because specifically by women that are Tame, that's going to be Tame. So obviously that the Hesed of the Zav, that's Metame Klicheres, Al Gabi Eved Mesama, is Tumas of Masa. So back to the difficulty. Basically, from all these proofs we see that, well, the question is, why does the Brisa and Teres kind of say that we know Eved Mesama from Vuchala Mishkav if that's the Tumah of Mishkav Meishav? And Teres wrote many rais that we see that Eved Mesama is the Tumah of Masa. So what you could say is that it's actually two different ways of having the Tumah of Eved Mesama. The Hadamar Reb Toys kind of Mesam Tam Mishkan Meshav. You're right. This is the Brisa brings that. How do we know Mesam from Mishkan Meshav? Hainu, that's a specific type of a case of Evan Mesam. That's Kesha Zava Gabi HaEvan, when the Zava is on the Evan, Vakelim Tefteh, the vessel beneath it, like a classic Mishkan Meshav. But if the hand of the pure person or his foot is beneath the stone, that's how metamasa. The bad person is carrying the zav. Shatar nice is a tummy. The tar person is carrying the tummy. Yes, that's masa we find throughout shas. Okay, shetz voishal zav times eben. Let's say the finger of the zav is beneath the stone. Vakeinu leha and the vessel on top of it. That tummy metam hesed. That's what we find. Yeah, that's gonna be as hesed. The hainu masa zav. That's also masa, but it's not the carrying of the zav. It's a zav carrying something else. Now we understand that's what the Bryce was saying, that case of the Hesher Zav on top of the Evan Mesama, which is Tam because of Masa. That's the case of where the Zav is carrying the Kalim that's on top of the Evan. But you could have Evan Mesama like the Bryce learns out when of Mishkan B'Meshav in Teres Kainim, when the Zav is on top of the stone, which is like sitting or laying on it. Mentes Katin says, Ben Temer, vegan is saying, B'Resh Dam Anida. Come on, Anida Dav, Nandalam Beis. We exclude the blood of Anida from having the status of contaminating a bed or a chair that it's on, from where? Mihi Yeshavas, where it says, and what she sits on, which only the Anida is Matam Mishkan B'Meshav. But the blood is not going to Matam Mishkan B'Meshav. And that is Tesis. So then my Parak Su, why does the Gemara continue to ask over there? And it says, well, Imahi Matam Beb Mesam, that if her, the Anida herself, she contaminates with Beb Mesam, Av Madvanami Matam Beb Mesam, so too, the blood of the Nida should also be Tam Be'ev Mesama. But that is Taisus. But Kivin the Kavan Mi'ed Ma'ashehi Yeshevis. Taisus just, once you burn that Gemara, Taisus discussing over there, once you're excluding from Ma'ashehi Yeshevis, not with Mishkan V'Meshav, if the blood of the Nida does not have the Tum of Mishkan V'Meshav, which is really a lower level of Tumah than Ev Mesama, and still we're saying that the Dama Nida is not going to be Tame, so Hechaz Al Gedei Tuchsul Lameh, the Tum of Ev Mesama, so how can you entertain to say, to compare it, to say that's going to be Tum of Ev Mesama? So that's the thing where Emir really says that actually, that even though there is a stringency of the Tum of Ev Mesama, and because you're right, there are certain things that are not going to be Tum of Ev Mesama, but it will be Metama of Mishkan V'Meshav, but the Ev Mesama Nafkali Mishrim Drasha Dele Metama Elo Eichon Namashkin. The Ev Mesama, we learn out from a Drasha that it's not Metama only by food and drinking. Now, whereas Mishkan V'Meshav is Metama even by Kalim. Therefore, we have to exclude the blood of the Nida. It's not like a Nida. That's not going to be Tama Afm Ev Mesama, Osm Ev Mesama, Shi Tumakala, which in that sense, it is more Kal than Mishkan V'Meshav, because Mishkan V'Meshav is Tama Begadim, and Ev Mesama is not. So, therefore, we have to go ahead and say that it's also going to be excluded from Mishkan V'Meshav, although we already excluded it from Ev Mesama, although we already excluded it from that of Mishkan V'Meshav. So, Taisa brought Rashi that explained that Ev Mesama is a stone that's on top of a stand, some type of pegs, and it's not weighing down on the kelim. And the zav is sitting on top of it. Still, whatever's beneath it, we learn from chalashi yitach. But Tais asks in Rashi, we find Tais kind that we learn that ev mesama v'chal mishkav, and not from the pasuk of Rashi. And actually, the pasuk of Rashi being chalashi yitach, the Gemara need to learn that for elyon shazav. And Tais kind we learn that regarding the halach of merka. Additionally, Tais asks, he said that if you're learning out from chalashi yitach, then even vessels that are not from mishkav v'mishav should also, because it's beneath it. And so it's obvious that it's only by Kalim that are ruined from Mishkan V'Meshav, but if not, it doesn't have Tumah Kalav, it's not Tumah Evan Mesama. Additionally, Taisa asked, he says that according to Rashi, why specifically Evan Mesama? It's whatever's beneath something, even if it's not directly touching, it should even be by a board that's on pegs. So Bentham gives a different interpretation. He says it's a large, heavy stone, heavy boulder, that the whatever's beneath it doesn't feel the weight of the Zav and the Nida, because the stone is so heavy on its own right. And that's the term Mesama, which is something that has to be placed because it's so heavy, it requires a special placement. Now, but then Tais continues to ask, and he says, but like we said, the Torah kind of includes Ev Mesama from Chala Mishkan. That sounds like that's from the laws of Mishkan Meshav. The problem is, we find many rise Tais brings from Shas, that sounds like that's because of Masa. So Tais explains that, no, there's actually two ways to have Ev Mesama. When the Zav is on top of the stone and the Kalim are beneath it, then that's from the law of Mishkan. But when the hand of the Tar or his foot is beneath the stone, then he's carrying the Zav, then it's going to be as Masa, even though the stone is really heavy and it's not really carrying it. But that's still like the Tar person carrying the tummy. Or if let's say the Zav is carrying Kalim with his fingers beneath the stone, that's also going to be the Masa of the Zav. And so too regarding Hesed. And then Taisus continued to ask on that Sugi Masechtas Nida, once he brought it in, that once you exclude the Dam of Nida from Mishkan V'Meshav from Hiyoy Shabbos, only Har and not the Dam, So what does the Gemara continue to ask and say that the Dama need the Shev to move of Mesama, but if you're really excluding from Ashi Yeshevis, the Madve, the blood of the Nidah from Mishkan Meshav, how could you have a Halamina to say that's going to have a Tumav of Mesama? So after he answered, yes, because the Gemara learns off Medrasha that this Ev Mesama is only going to be Tami Eichon and Mashkin, and therefore we had to say that we're going to exclude the Dama Nidah from Ev Mesama, which is, in a way, more Kal than Mishkan Meshav, which is also Metame that even of Begadim. Rabbanan Sabri Kesheretz. Rabbanan hold, like comparing it to that of Sheretz. Which basically explained, why did we need this Hekesh at all of Avodah Zarah to Sheretz? That is the Gemara brought to the Rabbanan. No, Avodah Zarah is not going to have Tumah Eved Mesama, because you compare it to Sheretz, which does not have Eved Mesama. But tell you, if you're going to say, Amai Itzuch Sheretz Lemur to Eved Mesama, why do you need the comparison to Sheretz to say it's not going to have Tumah Eved Mesama? Typically, it should be sufficient with the Iskish Lemeis. The Gemara later on, the Pegimel Abeis, finds a pasuk that compares Avodah Zarah to a dead person. And a dead person doesn't have Eved Mesama, so you don't need a special comparison to Sheretz. You already know it from Es. That's a taste of Yishlim. What you could say is, the keeping the Goli Lung Kra, that since the pasuk tells us, when we compare it to Nida, Dinachrinim Minach Kizar, that it should be distant from you, like a foreigner, the Islam like Shuli Lanid Lachumah, that pasuk, as we said in the previous taste, tells us we should make the heck of Avodah Zarah to Nida in a stringent fashion. So if we're going to compare it to Nida stringent fashion, like having a mighty mimes ev mesama v'dzar, we would not have excluded from the comparison to mes, to a dead person, from precluding the comparison to Nida in all stringencies of even including ev mesama v'dzar, because even the itzachakeshu the mes l'shekes says, because you need the comparison of a mes with something else, as the Gemara there concludes to tell you that the minimum measurement of the tumah v'dzar is like that of a dead person with that of an olive. And therefore, we need a special comparison to share it to preclude from ev mesama. Where Yanami, another approach to this, says the comparison of a dessert to mess was necessary for something else, not necessarily for Kizayis, but for something else, and therefore we would not learn out from there to preclude Ev Mesama. Look at the Amperg Nigma Din, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Mamzayin of base. Ma, a dessert, but Mechubal Mitzra, just like a dessert that's attached to the ground. And to learn from Sukkim that it's only Elohei Malaharm and not the harm themselves. When it's attached to Mitzra, it does not become forbidden. Afkeva, but Mechubal Mitzra, so to a grave that's attached, that earth is not forbidden to have Anah. So actually the comparison there is the other way around, but one thing is that it would be learned for something else, and therefore we needed to compare it to Sheretz. Next taste the master begins the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Lamaya Iskash Le Sheretz Bahulu. Chases brings the Gemara over here that has the contrary Kiva that holds that Avodah Zarah has a tum of Masa and Ev Mesama. So then what are you comparing it to Sheretz for? It's not being downgraded from Nida at all. That's the Gemara's question. But says Taisis, Tame the Reed, to wonder to the Reed. Michael Bailey, what's the Gemara's question? Why are we comparing Avodah Zarah to Sheretz? You need the comparison to Sheretz to preclude that although we have a comparison to Mes, that it should not have the tumma of Oila Mes, like a dead person himself. As Tais explains, wait a second, why would you have to compare it to Sheretz for that? What do you mean? You know it from comparing it to Nida. And that says, the Reno, because the Menida, the Malo Yalfin and Shum Kulo, because maybe when we compare the Avodah Zarah to Nida, we cannot learn out any leniency. Why? Because the boy Rav Chama Guri B'Samach, he asks shortly, says, Yeshn Levan. He's not sure, is the Avodah Zarah going to have halacha of tumah being in segments or not? Now, Avodah the Nida in Levan, even though Nida does not have that, you see that we're not necessarily going to learn out leniency if we compare it to Nida. So maybe that's why you need the comparison to Sheret to learn out that there's no tumah na'il ames. What's the Gemara's question? Well, that's the study of Yeshn. What you could say is, the Le'in in the Lekab Avodah Zarah Chum and the Mes, regarding to say that the Avodah Zarah does not have the stringency of a dead person, meaning regarding tumah's oil. That's not what we need Sheretz to tell you for. Because Shabbi Yafin Minida, that's for sure we would know from Nida. Aye, Vavakav the Akesh is Nida L'chomer. What do you mean? How could you know leniency from Nida? Aye, as we see in the Gemara later on, maybe we only compare Avodah Zarah to Nida as a stringent fashion. And that's just, he says, no. Kula Nam Yislam Lamela. If we're learning from Nida, it should be in totality, not just stringently, but even leniency. Aye, then, but the Raya that the Ri had brought, what the Mesafka Leila in Nevarm, but then why does the Gemara have a doubt regarding if there's Tumas Nevarm by Avodah Zarah not? What do you mean? Compared to Avodah Zarah, compared to Nida, even leniently, that does not have Tumas Nevarm. And that's just Taisa's, no, Mishum Delay Dummy. That's because it's not really the same, and therefore maybe we weren't sure if you could learn that leniency or not. Because they vary Nida by the limbs of a Nida. Yeah, there, it's not going to have the tumma once it leaves her when it's in the segment, because Einod Mirchalav Zim, a person cannot put it back. Once it's attached, the limb is not going back. Oh, but Evari, but the limbs, the segments of an idol, a craftsman could put it back, and there was not totally the same. Maybe there, that was the question, even if it comes off, maybe it will still have the tumma. But in general, we would say we would learn that, and therefore we don't need Sheretz for that. Rinami, another protester, says, this is what the Gemara says, and its question, what are you comparing Sheretz for what halacha, which we're asking, what if halacha, you needed to preclude Oilam Ez, and so to Bechein Hodikom Mishamishman, and this is what we said, that you needed actually for the secondary utensils of the Avodah Zarah, and that says Taisus Hainu im Timtza Loima the Alfina Kulamanida. You're right. You could have learned it from Nida. It's just saying, but if you're saying that the limud from Nida is going to be leniently, that is, you're not going to have the Tum of Olamas, which you know from Nida, that's the Gemara's question. Then what are you comparing the halacha of a dessert to sheretz? If you can know that, what do you need? What do you need comparison for to sheretz for? If you already know that from Nida. Ketunik says, "Not begins the word of the Gemara l'misham sheha for its secondary tools." So he's going to explain that is, if without the hekesh of Vodizot to Sheretz, what would we say would be the status of Mishem Sheho? Would it be like Vodizot or not? That is because the Gemara brought, Rabbi says, according to Bekiva, we compare Vodizot to Sheretz for what purpose? If he holds, even we compare it to Nida for Ev Mesama, and you're not going to downgrade anything from Sheretz, so what could be compared to Sheretz? Well, you're right, not for Vodizot itself, it's for Mishem Sheho. So, according to Rashi explains, what this means to say is that we're telling you that the secondary utensils used in the idolatrous practices, they're not going to become tummy, it's only going to have the tum of maga like a sheret. Now, it says, it sounds like from that, from Rashi's interpretation, the ilav de iskash l'sheretz. Now, if we had not been comparing the misham sheho to sheretz, that have metami, that then it would have the full halacha of the tum of like the idol itself of ev mesama. Which Tzai says with him, it's a wonder. Because the Rabbana, according to Rabbana, the occasion, the Sheretz, lay Oslo Misham Shao. They don't use the comparison of Vodizot to Sheretz from Misham Shao. Because they learn out the primary Hekesh of Vodizot to Sheretz to say that it's not going to have a Tumma of Ev Mesama. So according to them, Menolan, the Misham Shao, the Mitama, the Masakama, Vodizot Atma. Then how do we know, according to them, that the Misham Shao are not going to be Mitama with Masa, like a Vodizot itself, if you're telling me that we would have thought that the Misham Shao would have the same Alacha as the Vodizot itself? And don't say you're right that according to Rabbanan, maybe that is the case. Maybe the Misham Sheva Dizar is like the Vodizar itself and you have to even the Masa. And that's what says, no, you can't say that because the Lakaman come Ravashi Libdi Rabba. Ravashi clearly in his qualification of the Brisa according to Rabba, he says Mishamshin and the secondary tools, Bein Hein Shesito Acherim, whether they cause other things to move, Bein Acherim Shesito Aisin, or other things cause them to move, Taharim, they're going to be Tar, which means to say that there's no Tumma of Hesed, and there's no Tumma of Masa. So you see clearly, according to the Rabbana, it does not have. So, but the question is, but why? You said that if you don't have any something to preclude that, then it would have, and the Rabbana don't have. So, Vanilla Reed actually seemed to the Reed, not like Rashi. The love the iskish misham shel sheretz, to the contrary, the other way around. According to Rashi, if you didn't compare it to sheretz, it would have all the tuma of avodah zarah. The Reed says no. If we would not compare the misham shel to sheretz, lehavim etamin luklal would have any tuma at all. But Rabbanan the mitama misham sheho. And the Rabbanan, so where do they get that's going to have a Tumah of Misham Sheho? I mean, according to Bekiva, you know it from the comparison to Sheretz. But the Rabbanan, you Sheretz for the Halacha Avodah Zarah itself. How do they know then that it does have somewhat of a Tumah? That's Midachsiv, Shaket Tzeshakhtana Ki Cheirim Hu, where it's an abomination because it's Cheirim. What that means to say is, Mashma called Dovashu Cheirim. Sounds like anything that's Cheirim Pirish, in other words, Sha'asim Banat, forbidden to have benefit from it. That's Havak Sheretz, that's going to be like a Sheretz, and it's going to have a Tumah. And we know that the Misham Sheva Dezara are forbidden to have benefit from it, but not that the Misham Sheva Dezara are tummy because they are like have the halacha of the Dezara itself. No, it's not like a Dezara. Therefore, without a pasuk, we would have said it has no tumah at all. They were contra banan. That's why they said the Misham Sheva Dezara is not going to have tumah of hesed and masa. It's only going to have, according to them, the tumah of mag. Now, based on this, it's not resolved, the interpretation of Rashi, to say according to the Rabbanan that the Misham Sheva Dezara are included in the Avodah Zarah, and that the reason why it's not Metameh B'Masa is because we excluded from Kicherim Hu, that's not the case. Because the Mechicherim Hu lay Mashma Lemu to Misham Shen to lay Metameh B'Masa. You don't see even that pasuk at all to exclude the Misham Shen that's not going to have the Tumah of Masa. There's no inclusion over there. But to say that why it is Tameh, but that you do learn now from the fact of Kicherim, which say that's also no, which is like the interpretation of the Re, not like that of Rashi. Which again, according to Rashi, it's excluding. According to the Re, it's included. Where's the Gemara? But look, Shirachmanu l'nevela. Why don't we just compare it to that of a dead animal carcass? Which is going to explain why don't we have the same question regarding comparing it to a mess? That is, the Gemara had asked, according to Rabbanon, why you compare Tavod Zor, meaning to Nida, that it's and to Sheretz, that you have somewhere in the middle that's going to have a Tumah of Masa, but not Ev Mesama. Why don't we just say it should be like Nevela, which also has a Tumah of Masa. So it says Taisa, Amai Dehuk Shalamas. Regarding this, that the Mitzvah is compared to a dead person, that we say that it has the Tumah of a Sheir of a Kazayas. Lekele Mifach, he can't ask the same question. What do you mean, the Lukash and Nevela? Nevela also has a Sheir of a Kazayas. So why are you comparing it to Mes? That's the thesis, no, because the ha'itzuk lemes. We need to compare avodah zarah to a mess. Like the shin, but nigmar din, like the Gemara says elsewhere, as we quote in the previous thesis, to tell you that the grave of a dead person is not going to be forbidden when it's attached to the ground, like avodah zarah is not forbidden when it's attached to the ground. So therefore, we had to compare it to mess. So we're not going to ask the same question as we ask over here. Now, Bakunja's peers, Rashi explains, the ha'chipar, he says, the Gemara's question when it says, why are you comparing avodah zarah to nida, to say it's going to have tumas masa, and that because of that, you compare it to Nida, you have to compare it to Sheretz Osa, and say it's not going to have Evan Masama. Rashi explains, well, the Gemara's question, Lushin Nevela, compared to Nevela, means, should the Osla have its Sarkla, Kush Lasheretz? You wouldn't have to go ahead and make another Hekar Sheretz to exclude Evan Masama. You just do it directly to Nevela that doesn't have Evan Masama at all, and then you'll avoid extra channels. That's the question, according to Rashi, what the Gemara is asking, that you compare it to Nevela. Which then actually avoids Tase's question, which that's not the same question as we have regarding of mess, because yeah, you could learn from something else, it's just to avoid an extra step. That's according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara's question. Next says, and that says, the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Amma v'chul, which the Gemara brought Rabbi Lazar, it says, according to everyone, he disagrees with Rabbi. It says, according to everyone, Avodah Zarah does not have Tumas Evan Masama, because it's compared to Sheretz. Homachlik, given Rabbanim, is only regarding does it have Tumas of Masa or not. Now, the Gemara, our Gersin in the Gemara, says that according to Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara asks, Lamai Hilchas Iskash Sheretz. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Kiva, in Rabbi Lazar's version, why are you comparing it to Sheretz? Now, Perish Ben Shmuel explains that actually the Bemilsa Rabbi Lazar, in this version, this teaching of Rabbi Lazar, lo gersina, you should not have the Girsa, the way we do have the Girsa, but he says you should not have the text, Rabbi Kiva Lamai Hilchas Iskash Sheretz. Oh, what are you comparing it to that of Sheretz for? And that the Gemara answered, L'misham Sheha, to tell you that, oh, it's for the Shimusha Avoy Dezara, that's going to have a Tumav Maga. Says Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Itzrich Lemit with Evan Masama. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Kiva, of course you need to have it compared to Sheretz to exclude it, because this is Rabbi Lazar's version, which holds Rabbi Kiva agrees, that's not Tumav Evan Masama. Because the Amalek, like the Gemara said, the Kul Amalek Pligi, no one disagrees, Delay Matam Evan Masama, that's not going to have Tumav Masama, the Itzrich Sheretz, because compared to Sheretz, which downgrades it, that's not going to have Tumav Evan Masama. So what's the Gemara, why would the Gemara be asking? And therefore he says not to have the Girsa of this question, because it's not a valid question and answer on Rabbi Kiva. Now, Taisa continues, he says, however, Yeshlam de Leger Sinan, there are certain texts that don't have the Girsa in the beginning of Rabbi Lazar's statement. When he starts off saying that according to everyone, there's no Tumah Evan Masama, there are some texts that take out, that don't have these words, no Iskash L'Sheretz, because it's compared to Sheretz. Ah, says Taisa Lafizeh, based on those Girsais. Matin Lamema, the time of Rabbi Lazar, so then you could actually explain what's the reason Rabbi Lazar, the Kuli Amalek plea that everyone agrees, to limit Tumah Evan Masama, that it's not going to have Tumah Evan Masama. Islam Shem Diskish Lashar. It's not because compared to Sheretz, which downgrades it from the full need, the status of Evan Masama. El Beloy Shem Yitr LeMechmini Kulei Hai LeTamas Evan Masama. Rather, based on logic, without extra inclusionary rationale, we would not make it so severe as everything it needed to have it to Evan Masama. And that's why it's not going to have it. Ah, so Taisel, if he said based on that, if you don't have that Girsa in the Gemara, Garsin the Shabbat, then you could have the text that we're bringing over here at this point of the Gemara, that the Gemara asked Rabbi Kiva Lamai Hilchasa Vahulu, according to Rabbi Kiva, why do you compare it to Sheretz? Because you don't need it for Sheretz for anything. You don't need it to be Ma'at Ev Masama, because that, according to those Girsais, that you don't learn out from Sheretz, you know it's based on logic. So then it would be a valid question and answer under Rabbi Kiva. Then Taisel continues, since Vahod the Parch Basa Achi, this the Gemara continues to ask, according to Rabbi Lazar, in Rabbi Kiva's opinion, that why is the pasuk compare Avodah Zarah to Nida to give it a Tumah of Masa? The Gemara asks, what do you mean? So then you're somewhere in the middle. So you're saying it's not Evan Masama because the Sheretz is compared to. It's not just Magda because it's compared to Nida, so it's going to have Tumah of Masa. Well, that the Gemara adds, well, look, Shrek, Mulu Nevela. What do you mean? Just go ahead and compare it straight to Nevela. And which Nevela is directly just Tumah of Masa. Stacy explains, based on what we're saying, Loi Parach Lukshula Nevela. The Gemara is not asking, oh, compared to Nevela, Besulei Tzarech Lakush L'Sheretz, and then you won't have to compare it to Sheretz. That's not really the case. Because the Hashtanami Tzarech Lakush Mishamach L'Sheretz, because based on what we're explaining, you don't compare it to Sheretz to say that it's tar from Evan Mesama. Because like we said, that's not really what you know that it's not. It's just that we know that you're not going to learn so much from Nida to make it Evan Mesama, even if you did not compare to Sheretz. We would still not have said that it's Metama Evan Mesama. Elohachipa, rather, so what's the Gemara's question then? That it's saying that Baluk Shachman Lenevela is to have a late Tfei Lakush Nevela. It's just that simply it was more comparable to learning from the Vela, because the damim mamash in the Vela, because it's really similar to that of the of a dead animal carcass, which is, does not have a tuma v'mesama like nevela. Well, nidla dami, but it's not really comparable to nida, because the nida mitam v'mesama, because nida is really mitam v'mesama, mashing about dessert, which is not. So although, yeah, we're not going to learn that all out, even without comparing to sherets, but still, why compare to nida, which nida does have a mesama? Never that's the most question, v'lan kusha l'nevela, based on the interpretation that we're giving here in Rebbe Lazar, based on the Gersais.